Texas Business Minds, a presentation of the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. In this episode, ABJ Managing Editor Catherine Hardison invites Austin Chamber Leader Jeremy Martin to deliver an update on efforts to promote the city on a wide range of issues.
Well, Jeremy Martin, thank you for joining us on the Texas Business Minds podcast. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Catherine?
Doing good. Thanks. You are the president and CEO of the Austin Chamber of Commerce, a major voice for businesses in Austin, which has become the 10th largest city in the U.S. The city has grown tremendously in recent years. Lots of new businesses come here, and Austin has certainly seen its fair share of population growth in the city and in the region as a whole. I know our listeners are eager to hear what you're working on these days.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to join you today. And it's an exciting time to be part of the business community here in Austin, Texas. As you noted, we are now the 10th largest city, and that has come about because of the intentional work of many business leaders who've come before me and thinking in terms of Pike Powers and Gary Farmer and the tremendous investment that they've made of their time. And it's great to be part of the next chapter of the Chamber of Commerce.
Before we dive into the big issues that the Chamber is focused on, I did want to note that the Austin Chamber earlier this year split with Opportunity Austin, which was the Chamber's regional economic development arm for decades. And Gary Farmer, as you mentioned, was a big role in that. So for listeners who haven't followed that news, that means that the Austin Chamber is now focused on advocacy, corporate philanthropy, inner city visits. Am I missing anything there?
Well, we're always focused on the top priorities of our members. And earlier this year, we did a membership survey to check in with members of all sizes, small, medium, large business, on their priorities. And very consistent with past years, the Chamber, when we've talked to our members before, they've prioritized economy, business, education, talent development, affordability, infrastructure, regulatory, climate. So those serve as the principles by which we craft our advocacy at all levels of government. And one of the key initiatives is engaging our business owners, those local brand names through our Business Owners Council, to ensure that we are serving as that voice of business for those issues that matter to them, whether it's at City Hall or as part of our annual trip to Washington, D.C. And as you noted with our annual inner city visit, we're featuring the best practices that we can learn from peer communities and how we can take some of those lessons learned to Austin and Central Texas.
So as the CEO of the Austin Chamber, what does a normal day look like for you?
Lots of meetings, lots of planning, lots of thinking ahead and taking action today. So whether it's meeting with our member businesses and hearing from them directly on the issues that they're facing, or being that voice with an elected official or a key public sector leader. Also just making sure that we're taking care of business today, being good stewards of the resources through our membership dues or the programs that we host, but also planning ahead to make sure that we are taking care of the things that are necessary to be that voice, to shape Austin's future, and to bring ideas together. So lots of internal meetings with our executive staff and other chamber staff members. So lots of planning, meeting, and taking care of today's needs and planning for tomorrow.
And you've been with the Austin Chamber for nearly 20 years, is that right?
Yeah, I first started with the Chamber back in December 2004.
So how would you say the city has changed since then?
So Austin has always been a city of passion, a city of ideas, a city of people pursuing their dreams. And that hasn't changed. And it's always been a creative hub, whether it's been through music, film, innovation, entrepreneurship, and being the heart of Texas. People dream big and people act big. One thing that's always been consistent about Austin is the growth, where we have doubled our population almost every 20 years, and that hasn't changed. And one thing that is a little different is how that is not just in Austin, but it's throughout Central Texas. So seeing those opportunities grow in Williamson County, Bastrop, Hayes, Caldwell, and people are able to pursue their passions throughout all of Central Texas. So yes, the skyline has changed, but a lot of the spirit of creativity and entrepreneurship, that's been a constant throughout.
So as you're talking with businesses and you're looking towards the future, what are some of those major focus points that you have in making sure Austin stays Austin and that we foster our future growth?
Well, one thing that you noted earlier, the Austin Gives program is very important to the work of the chamber, elevating business giving back and ensuring that corporate philanthropy is addressing our challenges today to ensure a great quality of life today and tomorrow. This was founded by Bobby Jenkins, based on one of the lessons learned during our inner city visit to Minneapolis, St. Paul in 2010. So it was through that lesson learned that we were able to develop a new program to really amplify the generous spirit of Austin business and make sure that we're celebrating how business can give back. And one of the ways that we are trying to focus on the future is to expand that program, ensuring that businesses that are already generous can be recognized, and also for new businesses, whether they are a startup or someone who is brand new to Austin, knows the different ways that they can contribute to ensure that the priorities, the culture, the values of Austin are celebrated today and tomorrow.
So as you're meeting with people at City Hall or maybe even representatives on the state level, what are some of the topics that you're keeping top of mind?
So infrastructure is key, making sure that we maintain progress on our regional mobility projects. We have more than $20 billion worth of projects in the pipeline today. We need to make sure that we continue moving forward with I-35 and supporting the improvements to that major thoroughfare so that it's a safe, better mobile corridor for businesses and residents. Airport. The airport is one of the jewels of Central Texas, but anyone who's flown through Austin Bergstrom International Airport recently knows it's a little more congested than it used to be. And so ensuring that we continue investing in air service as well as the infrastructure to provide good routes for our businesses and for our residents. And at City Hall, affordability is a key issue. So anything that we can do to reduce red tape, improve the turnaround time for permits and inspections, and get people into future housing options as soon as possible, that would help our affordability challenges.
Yeah, you touched on a bunch of points there that are very important to people in the business community, right? One of them being transportation infrastructure. As you said, that includes the expansion of I-35, proposals to cap and stitch the highway, and Project Connect is another important one, which is the more than $7 billion plan to improve and expand our public transit. There have been different efforts underway recently to delay or stop those projects. City Council requested the delay of funding for I-35 until another environmental impact study was complete, though TxDOT said, no, we're going to move forward with the project anyways. And a lawsuit has come about to send Project Connect back to the drawing board because it's changed quite a bit since voters approved it. What's the chamber's reaction to these efforts to stall these major projects?
So on I-35, the chamber opposed the city council resolution. We communicated that in writing, plus also asked our members to voice their opposition directly to the city council members, and we testified to that position as well. I-35 has been long in need of improvement, and we have been consistently engaged, encouraging businesses and residents to work with TxDOT, work with city leaders to ensure that we have a well-functioning corridor to meet the demands of commerce and travel. And we do not want any delay to I-35. The project has served Central Texans well for many decades, but now is the time to improve the corridor, not just for travel, but also safety improvements, water quality, and improving transit options that can be only provided through those new dedicated HOV lanes. With respect to Project Connect, the Chamber has consistently been in support of a comprehensive regional system that expands transit, expands options so that people can live close to where they work. And the voters have spoken. It's time to continue moving forward with investments in infrastructure. And any delays would continue to increase costs for all the projects that are so needed. So we need improved transit. We need improved regional mobility. And we continue to advocate for those investments.
There's also been many efforts over the years to improve our land development code and to make it easier to build more affordable housing across the area. Are there any efforts right now that you guys think could really help in that effort?
Well, one idea that City Council is working on now is the Home Initiative, which they've had a joint public hearing with City Council and the Planning Commission, and that's scheduled for additional consideration at their December 7th meeting. And the Chamber and many other business organizations have been advocating for those improvements to the Land Development Code. And whether it's a single policy or a complete code rewrite, the time is well past due to ensure that we have a code that meets today's needs. And whether that's improving and increasing housing options, and also making a clear, consistent regulatory permitting process, anything that will get housing and development through the process faster is something that we will support.
Jeremy Martin joining us. Next, an update on the critical need for skilled workers when Texas Business Minds continues.
At Texas Mutual, we work vigilantly to investigate and prevent workers' compensation insurance fraud, which has resulted in over $13.5 million in restitution and recoveries for Texas businesses since 2018. Learn how your business is better at texasmutual.com/fraud.
You touched on it earlier, but we're seeing economic development all over the region. Samsung is investing in Taylor, Texas. They're building a new chip facility out there. Tesla has poured tons of money into a project out in eastern Travis County. And both are going to require very large supply chains and a large number of workers. And even these projects we're talking about now, the transportation and infrastructure projects, are going to require a lot of workers as well. Where are we at in terms of talent and workforce in Austin?
Well, consistently in recent years, there have been more job postings than people available to fill those jobs. And that requires many different approaches across the entire talent development pipeline, working closely with K-12 providers, our local school districts, to ensure that today's students have the skills they need to graduate ready to enter the workforce or ready to enter college or the military is job one, but also working closely with our higher education providers for those post-secondary opportunities. University of Texas, St. Edward's, Concordia, Southwestern, Houston-Tillotson, Austin Community College, all of them are very key to ensuring that students that are here are prepared for opportunities today and tomorrow, but also continuous learning, upskilling, and workforce development so that people are able to enter into a great job today, but continue preparing for the jobs of the future. And you look across the board, there are plenty of opportunities in Central Texas. It's a great place to live, good place to do business, and businesses continue to invest here. So there are great partnerships between employers and Austin Community College, for instance, to ensure that there are the direct pathways to provide the skills that workers need so they can go straight to work the next day. And also, how can we get employers engaged in direct involvement through workforce development, such as internship programs for students to learn, apprenticeship programs for those longer term skills development needs, as well as externships, connecting employers with high school teachers and counselors so that our education providers know about what's happening today with employers so that they are able to craft their curriculum around opportunities, expose those lessons learned to students, and also be a direct conduit for those employers to the students to help them understand what's available. There are plenty of opportunities in construction skilled trades, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, technology, and it requires a close collaboration with our skills providers and with businesses to fill those job needs today and tomorrow.
What you're talking about there, have employers been interested in creating opportunities like that with high school students or community colleges?
Very much so. I mean, especially for the very in-demand jobs, having that direct connection to really help develop homegrown talent and invest in students so that they can make that transition from the classroom to the occupation, there is interest. Often one of the challenges that we see with employers is not knowing where to begin, especially for our smaller mid-sized companies. And that's where the chamber comes in. How can we help provide that connection either direct to the school district or to a college so that those opportunities can be communicated to the students where there are internship or apprenticeship opportunities, or also seeing where there are gaps in the industry. We've seen lots of growth in different sectors of the economy. And so where there's not a traditional education or workforce program, how can we close that gap by working with the college, with the industry, with the employer to help shape something that would be of benefit to the college so that they are providing opportunities that are in demand real time, as well as meet the employer needs so that jobs are not going unfilled.
Is there anything that worries you right now?
So making sure that we are honoring the investment that employers are making in us. I want to be a good steward of the membership dues and the partnerships that we have made. And so we've been spending a lot of time intentionally planning on our program of work, investing in the programs and activities that will have a direct value to our members that are meeting the needs that they have today. So ensuring that we are contributing good value today, but also building programs that will deliver greater value in the future. It's my job to also work with other business organization leaders to ensure that stewardship across the entire business community so that as we all work collectively as that voice of business, that we are addressing the issues that are top of mind for business. So I would say it's not so much a worry, but it's something just being mindful and intentional in how we do our day-to-day work.
To wrap up our conversation here, what is front of mind for the upcoming year, and what's your hope for Austin and Austin business in 2024?
So front of mind is ensuring that we remain responsive to market conditions. And one thing that we do is we host programming that helps business owners know what's going on and how it affects their business. We have our Economic Outlook Breakfast scheduled for December 7th. And that's just one of many examples of presenting information to help our business owners plan ahead so that they can be prepared for what might come their way. And that's just one example of other types of programming that we provide, such as our infrastructure summit, inner city visit, like we've talked about, DC visit. So there are different ways that we are bringing businesses together so that they can network, hopefully make connections, grow their businesses, but also being in front of decision makers so that the priorities of business are kept top of mind, so that those priorities are integrated into the decisions that they make. That serves as the core for what we will do in 2024 and then build from there in 25 and beyond.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you for sharing your time with me and look forward to seeing you and the rest of ABJ as soon as possible.
Thank you for downloading Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas.